Well, hello, and thank you again for a call to the Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff here, and we're rejoicing that our names are written in heaven today through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope your name's written in the book. If it's not, you don't have to wait any longer. God would write it in the book if you come to Him by faith. And those of us that have our name in the book, we need to take heed to the book of Revelation, where it warns that God can blot that name out if we continually turn to go our own way and don't obey Christ. Well, I want to talk about somebody that had quite a mighty encounter with the Lord Jesus, and that'd be a man named Lazarus. So I was reading through my Bible, I came across this story, and I said, you know, this is quite a story. In John chapter 11, it says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was told Mary, which anointed the Lord with anointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples saying to him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and thou goest thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, and they thought that he had been spoken of taking rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Then, when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, and Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should have not died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that thou wouldest, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me also. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary, and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. But some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, What do we do? For this man doth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them named Caiaphas, being a high priest that same year, said unto him, You know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, then the whole nation perish. And this he spoke not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. And not only that nation, but also that he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Well, this story is so amazing because here's a man that was dead. 4 days, corruption no doubt had visited, and Jesus had tarried to show the power of God. And this friend of Jesus, Lazarus, who knew him and his sisters knew him more intimately as a following him and ministering to his daily needs, but yet this Lazarus now has met what every man's got to meet, death. And then he has met the resurrection and the life. He saw something that very few men experience. He got to live and die and live again. And this man here, you couldn't scare this man with death anymore. You couldn't have scared Lazarus with nearly anything after what had happened. And then it goes on to say that the Jews decided that they wanted to kill Jesus. And they also said, if you read down a little further, they said, we've got to kill Lazarus too. And I want you to note, that didn't scare Lazarus. That didn't scare Jesus. And I want you to know, Jesus Christ, if you know him, though ye were dead, yet shall ye live. Now, I've never seen a dead man necessarily get up after 4 days. I can tell a testimony, a few different testimonies where I saw deadly experiences and God's name and power come to work there. I had my wife had gone through a mis- a miscarriage one time and a hemorrhage, and she basically had lost all blood pressure and had swooned to death. And I can remember we just laid hands on her immediately and cried out for God to bring life back to her, and he did. And so many, I've seen a few other instances like that where we just called mightily to the name of Jesus and we saw power. But there's more than that I want to talk about just healing today, although I get excited to share about the power of Jesus' name and healing. But this Jesus, whom we can personally know now, is the one that we have to know later, who is the resurrection and the life. And though you were dead, you're going to live again. And we should not fear death or anything like that if we know the Lord. We'll continue to read your Bibles and learn about Jesus. And you have a great day. 099 is the voicemail. We'd love to hear from you.